Episode 118, Confessions, Hope Amongst the Chaos.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day! How are you? Oh my goodness gracious, it is our time. Yes, another exciting on fire day for who? For you. Do you have what you need just to sit down and chat with me? I need to come up with some really cool rhyme or something. You know what? I just love you. I just want you to know that up front, how much I truly love and care about you, and that, you know what? You truly mean the world to me. Wherever you are in the world around, know that I am praying for you. And I'm so excited that you're joining the revolution here at Create Your Now, Your Best Self. And you're saying, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, but what I do know is I know I can become something better, someone better than who I already am. I can be present in the moment. I can be incredible. And most importantly, I can be me. Yes, you can be you. That's what's so awesome about this. When you begin to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. And I'm so excited that we get to spend a few moments today together. Okay. So know that I am thinking of you. Thank you so much for coming in and putting your reviews out there, for subscribing, for telling your friends and your family and your neighbors, and just putting it out there even on social media. You know, I've been upfront that I am not the social media guru, but you know what? You have my permission. You can take this and you can say, you got to listen to this because you want to share, right? If you're learning something, if you're gaining from it, say, I don't know, but this crazy lady has got something to say, and I think you need to listen to her. You know, I would truly be honored and am honored when you share that, because I truly think of you as family. And today, guess what? It's confession time. I feel like I need to have like a little booth that I go into to record on this part when I talk about confessions. And I kind of changed it up. It's not necessarily confessions of an upset mama. It's just about confessions. I'm giving you a little piece of me as to what we're talking about, okay? We talked about what weed has you, right? And in that, if you haven't listened to that episode, go back to it, episode 116. Go back, listen to it. I want you to find the weed that has you. And sometimes what we think is grasping us and holding us down as a ball and chain type reaction really isn't what it truly is when we start to peel back the layers of it, okay? That's what coaching is all about, is coming to where you are right now and saying, I'm not happy right now where I'm at, but I know I want to go somewhere, and this is kind of the general direction, being able to pull those layers back. And that's what you are doing in this, okay? So there is hope. I don't know what weed maybe you discovered or weeds that you uncovered, but I want you to know that there's hope amongst the chaos. I know in my tornado, it was absolutely crazy. My life literally came to a screeching halt. I mean, you talk about if you were in an accident and you put full brakes on and you've got tire brake, I don't think I would have had any tread left on my tires. That's how much my life came to a screeching halt. I couldn't breathe. Okay, I was breathing, but it truly felt like my heart even stopped. I saw everything as if I was, you know, an outer body experience. It was freaky weird, and I can remember it up until right now even, and I know I will continue. That's how much of an impact it had on my life, okay? There are a few handful of situations in my life that I can sit there and tell you detail. And I can tell you detail when my life hit the major tornado and it came to a screeching halt. Oh my goodness. And do you think that I lost hope? Oh yes, I did. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. At the very beginning, at the very brisk beginning of the whole tornado, when it hit me and I knew kind of what was happening, and I was trying to wrap my mind around it, yes, I was like, oh my gosh. But then my mind switched. It did. It totally went another direction. Now, a lot of people don't have that. And for me personally, that direction was based on my faith in my God and what I believe. And I knew no matter what, I was going to come out with a smile on my face. I had no idea what circumstances were going to be in front of me, but I had hope amongst the chaos. And it was chaotic. It was. I didn't know. I mean, I thought I had lost basically everybody. I lost the man that I loved for years, did nothing, in my opinion, but serve him. And then I was like, well, I don't even have a job now because my job was CEO of the family. So now what am I to do? Yeah, well, you know, my life came to a screeching halt. But you see, there was hope amongst the chaos. And Robert Schuller says it so well. I like how he says it because it looks at the H's, okay? A lot of us kind of, it's neat to figure out things that kind of catch our attention. And this is hopes and hurts. And I think you can look at your situation and say, I'm either going to have hope in it and I'm going that direction, or I'm going to stay and be hurt in it. I'm not saying that my situation and my tornado, there wasn't hurt. You see, but there was more than that. There was more hope than hurt. There was more forgiveness. There was more grace than hurt. There was growth. God was amongst all of that. My faith was so strong that I knew no matter what happened, good, bad, ugly, that I would come out on the other side better than where I am when it happened. I truly had that much hope amongst the chaos. And I'm telling you, the weeds that you might be able, that you might be actually uncovering, they may scare you a little bit. They actually may upset you or frustrate you. And you may be asking yourself, why am I here? How is this going to make me a better person? How can I become my best selfie? Christiane, you just don't get it. I'm sitting here struggling in a relationship. I'm in an abusive relationship. I'm in an abusive job. I mean, the expectations that my boss has of me are beyond ridiculous. I don't know. I have a teenage child here that is just, I feel out of control. I'm telling you, there is hope amongst the chaos. Let me read what Robert H. Schuller said. Let your hopes, not your hurts, shape your future. You see, it's very, very easy for us to grab on to the negative. It's easy. If there's something about the attraction of the drama to the trauma, we just, I don't know. What is it? It's that magnetism that's like, I'm just going there because it's, you know what it feels like. But you see that childlike joy that's on the other side, that hope that's on the other side, that's the side that you want to be on. And does it come easy for you? Oh my goodness, no, it's not going to come easy for you. Is it going to take maybe lots of prayer? Is it going to take a lot of meditation, journaling, maybe even counseling, some coaching on top of it? Of course, you are human, okay? You are going to feel this. Okay. But the thing is, when you can grasp onto hope, you can leave the hurt behind. And that's what's awesome about it. I mean, think about it. Nothing, absolutely nothing on this earth surprises God. Is that not just a warm feeling that you have within yourself that nothing on this earth, nothing you can say or do, anything has or will surprise God? You should be rejoicing in that. Knowing that that's hope in itself. Now, regardless of where you are in your religious beliefs, okay, there's always something that's more than what you can give, okay? That's where you look at the word hope, okay? It's something beyond your immediate grasp, your immediate control. Because when you think about it without hope, what do you have? Seriously. So what would you rather do when you're looking at your weeds? What weed has you? What are you doing to grasp onto hope Or are you just going to stick with the hurt because it's the easy way? Guess who decides? You decide. That is correct. You decide. You can stay amongst the hurt field and say, you know what? I'm okay. I don't necessarily like the feeling, but I know the feeling. I can deal with the feeling. I can bury it in stuff if I want to, and that's where I'm going to be. Or can you say, you know what? I'm going to take the chance, and I'm going to go on the other side. You've heard me say that a lot. I can't wait to see you on the other side. That other side is hope. Hope amongst the chaos. Hope amongst your ruins within your life. Well, don't you want to hold on to that, H? That hope? Leave the drama trauma way behind and say, I know it's going to take energy. I know it's going to take effort. And I actually know that I may have to put on a little bit of, well, make believe in order to make myself understand and believe that I can get to the other side, that there is hope amongst the chaos. I'm telling you, there is. I have experienced it in a multitude of situations. But you see, it's a choice that you make. So whatever weed has you, which H are you going to grasp onto? Are you going to go for the other side of hope? Or are you going to stick with the actual hurt and deal with the drama trauma because that's what you know? You decide. So here's your kiss. Are you ready for your kiss? It's going to be a big one. Actually, it's not going to be a big one. This kiss is big, but it's not big. It's very simple, okay? The keep it simple strategy is this. I want you to be very mindful. You're like, what? That's it? Be mindful? Yes, that is it. The simplicity of all simpleness. Did I say that right? Did that make sense? Seriously, it's as much as a 1 + 1 = 2, okay? It is basic foundation. Be mindful. Now, I'm here to tell you, though, it's not easy. It's going to take extra energy. Yeah, you heard me. It's going to take extra energy for you to get this, okay? For you to be mindful of what weed has you or weeds, okay? And you know what I'm talking about with your weeds, right? We've gone over this. This is the thing, the ball and chain that's got you strapped down. This is the underlying foundation as to what's got you trapped up, right? What's got you stuck? It's not what you think. It's not the easy, big, shiny things that you think, oh, it's that. Oh, it's all about this. No, it's that one, that perpetual thing that just keeps coming back and coming back in every situation. Okay? That weed. So I want you to be mindful. Okay? It's going to take extra energy. And I say it a lot this way. It will take as much energy as a full-time job. Seriously, okay? If you're doing it right, you're going to find yourself going, wow, am I thinking about this too much? No, if you are thinking about it, if it's on the forefront of your mind, you are ready to begin to start making some changes. And transformation is going to occur and a butterfly is going to be born, baby. Yes, sister, it is, okay? And you are going to take flight. But you have to be mindful, okay? It's going to take extra energy. It's going to take you to really being alert, okay? Watching how you respond in certain situations, okay? Whatever your weed is. Now, we're going to start breaking this down a little bit more, okay? But you're going to have to be alert. Only you can. It's your eyes that see, okay? And you may have to even be vulnerable. Yeah, you're going to have to open yourself up to maybe a little more hurt. Because you may discover some things that you're not real comfortable with. But I promise you, as you go through the process, it is going to lead to hope. You will have hope amongst the chaos. I promise, okay? You need to be observant, okay? Really know what's happening. Think back, why did I respond that way? E plus R equals O. How could I have changed this? What was it that threw me this direction when I really wanted to go the opposite way. Squealing tires? Yeah. What direction are you going? Are you ready for hope amongst the chaos? I'm telling you, you need to grasp on to the other side. You need to hold out and you need to have hope, because just like Robert Schuller says, let your hopes, not your hurts, shape your future. I would encourage you to continue walking this, okay? Be vulnerable, and you know your kiss is to be mindful, okay? Be mindful of what's going on, the choices that you're making as you see what weed has you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.